Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Hey there, gang. This is Bart Rathbun. And you know what? We're just getting ready for a time of wonder, adventure, and excitement. You'll love it. So would you like to join us? Then get ready, because you never know what can happen when you have an adventure in Odyssey.
Ladies and gentlemen, what you're about to witness is beyond the comprehension of the human mind.
Tell her you have mental telepathy.
That's cool. In a creepy kind of way.
What is this stuff?
This does look like a transmitter of some sort.
Welcome to the Freak Show!
Dear Journal, the Timothy Center is like the Antarctica of Odyssey. Civilization is miles away. But instead of penguins, it's these stupid gnats. I've made a grand total of, 2, 4, 6. Oh, that's right. 0 friends here. Unless you count Connie, Tom Riley, and a host of forest animals. That's why I ended up at the mall last Saturday. Just so I could at least be around other humans for a little while. Except the humans I found were a little less friendly than the gnats.
Hey, Liz, I think we have a winner in the Miss Dress for No Success pageant.
What is that she's wearing, Sarah? Looks like retro trash dumpster.
I know. Last time I saw fabric like that was on my dad's car seats.
Oh, I know. She's going to a costume party. Just as Raggedy Ann.
Look, I don't know who you're talking about, but don't you think you're being a bit nasty?
We're talking about you.
Don't listen to them. I think your clothes are cute.
Thanks. Who are you?
Lisa Mulligan. Like she would even know.
Her clothes make a statement, Liz.
Yeah, a statement that says, I'm a really bad dresser.
Besides, Lisa, what do you know about statements?
Or matching.
Or even clothes, for that matter.
Maybe she just likes what she sees. She's not blind, you know.
You are too funny.
Why?
Because she is blind, you dope.
Am I?
You know you are.
Well, if I'm so blind, Liz, then how do I know that Sarah is drinking a strawberry banana smoothie and that she's got about a third of a cup left?
How did you do that?
Lucky guess.
Believe whatever you wish.
Thanks. I usually do. We're wasting time. I'm out of here. Come on, Sarah.
Thanks for your help, Lisa.
You're welcome,
Aubrey.
Aubrey. Now could you help me back to the bench?
Help you? So you really are blind?
As a bet. Well, almost.
Great. I'm taking fashion tips from a blind girl. Wait a minute. How did you know she was drinking a smoothie?
I could smell it, and I could hear her slurp it through a straw. By the way it sounded, I could tell there was about a third left.
That's amazing. I've always heard that blind people can smell and hear real well. But I'd never... That's so neat.
Well, it's not like I sat in a room and decided to learn it. It just kind of happened.
So how far away can you smell? I mean... We sat and talked for an hour until her mother came, Journal. It was an instant friendship that was meant to be. But as it turned out, it was also a friendship that went terribly wrong. Lisa and I went everywhere together for the next week, which is why we were at the Electric Palace the day everything started to go haywire. Oh, this is a good CD.
What is it?
The Backward Boys.
Never heard of them.
Never heard of them? They're only on every magazine cover in the country. They're so cute.
Well, cute doesn't mean a lot to me, Aubrey.
Oh, yes, sorry.
Oh, Lisa Mulligan, ain't it?
Hi, Mr. Rathbone. Oh, this is my friend Aubrey Shepherd.
Oh, pleasure. Well, can I help you girls with anything there?
Yeah, what is this stuff here?
Ah, girl of mystery and intrigue, huh?
What do you mean?
Well, you see, this little baby just happens to be a covert two-way radio transmitter receiver, just like in spy movies.
Looks like a toy to me.
Yeah, that's because it is. But it works just like the real thing.
just a little more limited.
Sounds like something Jared would like.
Ought to be. He ordered it.
I knew it. Well, why doesn't he want it anymore?
Well, didn't you hear? He moved away. Stuck me with all this stuff. I gotta get rid of it. It's cluttering up my shelves.
Figures. If Jared's involved, it's gotta be bad.
Who's Jared?
A kid who always got into stuff like this and always got in trouble for it. Come on, Aubrey.
Wait a minute. This stuff actually looks kind of fun.
Well, yeah, fun.
How does it work?
Oh, it's easy. You just put this earpiece in your ear, like that, and this microphone there on your shirt collar.
Like this?
Yeah, good. Now you go over there.
Where?
To the end of the aisle. Go on. Okay, Lisa. Now, you put on your earpiece and your microphone. There. You see, that's it. Now, talk to her.
Okay. Aubrey, can you hear me?
Yeah. This is so cool.
Wow, it's really clear.
Yeah, see? Now yous can both have your own private conversations.
Well, we can do that now without these.
Not this distance we can't.
Well, true.
What's true?
Well, Aubrey was just talking to me.
See, and I couldn't even hear.
But I can hear him perfectly.
You can?
Can what?
I was just talking to Aubrey again.
I'm coming back.
Okay.
Okay.
No, that was for Aubrey too. This is fun, I suppose, but what else would you use it for?
I've got an idea.
Oh, I was talking to Mr. Rathbone.
Huh?
What else would you use this for?
Say, did I mention it's on sale?
I think it's great.
Yeah, and the mics and the earpieces are so small, they're nearly indefectible.
You mean undetectable?
Yeah, that too.
Why would you want it to be undetectable?
That's where my idea comes in. What's the range in this, Mr. Rathbone?
Oh, about 50 yards.
Perfect.
For what?
You'll see. We'll take it.
Excellent. I'll get you the box.
Aubrey, what are you doing?
You know how freaked out Liz and Sarah were about the smoothie thing at the mall?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to use our new toy to play a little trick on them.
What trick?
I'll tell you on the way to Wits End.
Lisa, can you hear me?
Yeah, I don't know about this, Aubrey. What?
They're at the front door. Get up and walk straight ahead.
Well, I don't want to do this.
Come on, go.
All right.
They seen you. Stop. Here they come.
Oh, boy.
All right, Lisa. We can't figure it out. How did you do the smoothie thing?
Tell her you have mental telepathy.
Well, you see...
Lisa, tell her. Mental telepathy. Mental telepathy.
Fine. Mental telepathy.
What?
You can see things with your mind.
I can see things with my mind.
Get out of here.
You want me to prove it to you?
You want me to prove it to you?
Yeah.
All right, Lisa. Now put your fingers on your temples and clench your eyes. Act like you're thinking real hard.
I'm thinking real hard.
Now open your eyes and say, Liz, you're wearing a green blouse with white pants.
Liz, you're wearing a green blouse with white pants.
Sarah, you're wearing a white shirt, blue skirt.
Sarah, you're wearing a white shirt, blue skirt.
And brown shoes that look like you glued a hoagie on your foot.
And brown shoes that look like you have wonderful taste in footwear.
Are you sure you're still blind?
As ever.
That's cool. In a creepy kind of way.
It's a gift.
You ought to take that on the road, or join a weird people club or something. Can you read my mind?
I'll never tell.
This is bizarre. I'm out of here.
Me too.
Welcome to the freak show.
That was great.
It was kind of fun.
What do you think about what Liz said?
When?
About taking this on the road. Wouldn't it be fun to make a show out of it?
Oh, I don't know. We'd be lying to people.
It's just a joke. Come on. What do you say, Lisa?
Well, I guess we could give it a try.
Cool. Not only was the whole telepathy scheme fun, Journal, it also really brought Lisa and I closer as friends. We were a great team, and we worked well together. The next few days were a blast.
Ladies and gentlemen, what you're about to witness is beyond the comprehension of the human mind. So put away all rational thought and welcome Madame Lisa. Madame Lisa, who has been blind for years, will now perform a feat that will leave you dumbfounded, tossing and turning in your beds for a week, wondering how she did it. I tell you, there is no answer, for this is a feat beyond nature, beyond our understanding of human anatomy. For Madame Lisa will see with her mind. You, sir, in the front, would you please pick a card from the deck? Thank you. I will show everyone in the audience what the card is, and I will give it to Madame Lisa. Remember, she's completely blind, but she will now see with her mind.
Thank you, my fair assistant Aubrey. I must have complete silence, and I must ask that everyone leave the stage area, please. That includes you, my fair assistant.
Yes, Madame Lisa.
I'm getting something. It's very hazy.
Okay, hold it up a little higher. Your shoulder is blocking me. Good. It's 7 o'clock.
I see a number. A black number. Field of clovers. No, wait. Clubs, yes. And the number? 7. 7 of clubs.
Ladies and gentlemen, she's done it again. Madame Lisa, mind seer extraordinaire.
I have heard rumblings that some of you cannot bring yourself to believe in Madame Lisa's supernatural talents. So I ask you, what if I were blindfolded? I am placing this handkerchief on my already blind eyes, and now I will describe what you are wearing.
You just point you to a garbage can.
Madame Lisa likes the joke. Silly place for a garbage can.
Point about a foot to your left and ask the girl in the pink shirt to stand up.
You, in the pink shirt.
Me?
Yes. Stand up, please. Thank you. In addition to your lovely pink shirt...
She's also wearing blue jeans and tennis shoes.
You have jeans of blue and shoes made for tennis.
Big deal. She can see blotty colors. Most of the kids here are wearing jeans and tennis shoes.
She also has a red bandana with tiny hearts tied around her left thigh.
She also has a red bandana with tiny hearts tied around her left thigh.
And the loud mouth in the back better hush up or I'm going to telepathically bend her teeth out of her head.
And the loud... never mind. And now, blind and blindfolded, I will tell each of you how many fingers you are holding up as you pass by one in front of the gazebo. You may begin.
2 fingers.
2 fingers.
5 fingers.
5 fingers.
9 fingers.
9 fingers.
3 fingers and a candy bar.
3 fingers and a peanut butter chocolate candy bar.
Of your performances, and she doesn't believe me that you can see with your mind. So why don't you give her a little demonstration?
Now?
Sure.
Well, you really need to come to one of the performances. We're having one today after school in the baseball field.
Oh, come on, Lisa, please. Liz says it's really cool.
Go ahead, Lisa. Tell her how many fingers she's holding up.
Listen, I have to get to English.
This'll only take a second.
Bye.
Something's definitely up. I mean, don't you think it's a little convenient that they can do their act on stage? But when I ask her to do it at school, she won't?
Or she can't.
Exactly. I bet they pick their volunteers before the show. Or they have some sort of code they use on stage. It's all a scam.
So what are we gonna do about it?
Keep an eye on them. They'll slip up sooner or later. And then we'll blow this whole thing wide open.
Thank you.
Well, Journal, I figured that Liz and Sarah would be after us, but I didn't care. I loved tweaking them, and I loved how popular we were. And I thought Lisa did too, which is why it was such a shock when she came over to the Timothy Center after school one afternoon and said,
I don't want to do it anymore.
What? Why not? It's just getting good. Look, don't worry about Liz. We've still got tons of people fooled.
That's what bothers me. We're deceiving everyone.
It's a joke, for goodness sake. What's the big deal?
It's lying, and I'm not supposed to lie.
What are you, a parent?
No, I'm a Christian.
Oh, brother. Not only are you a parent, you're even worse. You're my parents.
I'm sorry, but you're gonna have to find someone else for your little show.
Well, I'm a little shy of blind people right now.
Then you might as well call the whole thing off. Give me the equipment.
Why?
I'm gonna try and get our money back.
No way!
Yes way. I mean it, Aubrey. If you don't give me the equipment, I'm gonna tell everyone what we've done.
All right, fine. Take the equipment.
Where's my backpack?
Right here. I can't believe you're doing this. Don't you like being popular?
Sure, but I like being honest more. I'm going by the Electric Palace after school tomorrow. I hope Mr. Rathbone will take it back. He seemed pretty anxious to get rid of it.
Whatever.
I'm sorry, Aubrey.
Yeah, me too. I couldn't believe it, Journal. I thought Lisa and I were going to be a team forever. I didn't know she'd turn into such a goody two-shoes. I feel like the main thing that brought us together as friends was gone. Little did I know that would get worse.
Okay, everyone, time's up. Please put your tests on my desk as you leave.
Phew, that was tough.
Oh, and no homework tonight.
Ugh.
Oh! Ow!
Lisa.
I'm sorry, Lisa.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
I saw the whole thing, Mr. Crane. It was Sarah's fault.
All right, that's fine.
Here, let me help you with your backpack. Oh, I'm sorry. Everything fell out.
Yeah, that can happen when you unzip it.
Hey, Lisa, what is this stuff?
What?
It looks like a radio of some sort.
A radio?
Well, no, this is just the...
Hey, there's a little earpiece and a microphone. You know, this looks like equipment you use to listen to other people's conversations.
Yeah, or you can use it to talk to somebody from another room without anybody else knowing it.
Let me see that. This does look like a transmitter of some sort. Is that what it is, Lisa?
Well, sort of.
You used this equipment to cheat on today's test, didn't you?
No!
Then why did you have this earpiece in your ear during class today?
I didn't!
Lisa, what's going on?
She's been using it to trick people into thinking she has mental telepathy. And now she's using it to cheat on tests!
I didn't! It was just a joke! Oh, please, Mr. Crane, you have to believe me.
I'm not sure what to believe, Lisa. But I am sure this stuff doesn't look like something you should have in school. I think we need to take a trip to the principal.
Journal. It was awful. Lisa called me and was so mad. She yelled at me for ever getting her involved in our scheme. She had to tell the principal about everything we did. They took the equipment away, and they made Lisa take the test again to prove she didn't cheat. Then they called her parents. What did they hit the roof? Now she's not allowed to hang around with me. Not that she would even want to. She was so mad at me, she slammed the phone down. My ears are still ringing from it. I can't believe I lost the only friend I had here.
Oh, hi, Aubrey. Well, I haven't seen you around lately.
Hi, Mr. Riley. Yeah, I've been other places. Last week, I actually had a friend.
Had?
Yeah, Lisa Mulligan. But this week, I'm back to normal. Alone.
Did you and Lisa have a fight?
How did you know?
Your parents sort of filled me in.
Yeah, they're pretty mad at me, too. I guess my great idea wasn't so great after all.
What made you do it?
Well, Liz and Sarah said that the mall really hurt. I just wanted to get them back.
I reckon that's why God told us to leave the revenge business to Him. We always seem to mess it up.
Yeah. But later on, it wasn't revenge. when we had this whole show thing going, I was having fun. I was having fun with somebody. I guess it was my way of holding on to the only friend I've had in a long time. It's funny. This whole thing started because I wanted to make a good friend. Now it looks like I've lost one.
Well, as far as Lisa's concerned, I don't think you have to worry too much. After things cool down, I'm sure you'll be able to pick right up where you left off.
You think so?
That's my prediction. Hey, if I'm right about this, maybe you could put me in your show. Tom the Magnificent predicts the future of your friendships.
Thanks, Mr. Riley. But I think I retired from show business. At least for a while. I sure hope Mr. Riley's right, Journal. I really miss Lisa. And when we do become friends again, I'm not gonna need a gimmick to keep it going. I think true friendships stand on their own.
I have a feeling that Aubrey and Lisa will definitely become good friends again. And I also have a feeling that it'll be a long time before either one of them tries to take revenge on someone. Like Tom said, revenge is God's business. We should just leave it up to Him. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Blind Girl's Bluff was written by Lissa Halls Johnson and Marshall Younger and directed and produced by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Dwayne Harms, and our executive producer was Al Jansen. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.